Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome once again to Blog Talk Radio, Indigenous Voices of People. I'm your guest host tonight, Jabril Salam, Niki Waya, and our guest star host, Chinupa Blue High Money of the Strong Heart Warrior Society, member of the Free and Independent Lakota Nation. The Blog Talk Radio Indigenous Voices of People show is your show, folks. Show of the indigenous people across Turtle Island. You have an opportunity to voice your opinions, raise topics and issues going on across Indian country, on your said reservations, urban centers, countryside, all across Turtle Island, also known as America. We always start our show off, folks, with a strong prayer, giving thanks to a great creator. And we pay tribute to our elders and to Mother Earth and to all the indigenous people. And we close our show with a song from our spiritual song. And we would like for you listening audience to call in. Our call-in number is 657-383-1630. Call in and express your views, share your knowledge, and engage in the conversations with the indigenous people on how we can better ourselves and better our conditions across Turtle Island, where we promote independence and self-determination. So see if our guest star host, Chinupa Blue High Money, he's come on the show and he can open up with a prayer. Chinupa, are you there?
Don't see his number nowhere.
Didn't come in yet. Okay, well, we'll start off with a prayer. He'll probably be joining us here shortly. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ياسين والقرآن الحكيم من كلامنا المرسلين على صراط المستقيم تنزل العزيز الرحيم تنزل قوما ما انذر عباؤهم فهم غافلون وقد حق القالوا على اكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون انا جعلنا في اكناكهم اكلالا فهي الى اثقال فهم مكمهون وجعلنا من بين ايديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فاغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون والسواعون عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين صدق الله العظيم. Thank you, great creator, giver of life. All praise be to our creator who gave us life, gave us parents, gave us the nature of things, and made us all relatives. Thank you, creator, for all of the blessings of life and seek protection, refuge in our creator in this life as well in the next life. And we ask the creator to have His blessings upon our parents and our grandparents and our ancestors and those who have made their journey on to the afterlife, to the spirit world. Please forgive us and forgive our children and grandchildren and those to come and give guidance to our children and grandchildren and protect them from the evil and the evil of the sneaking whisperers, the corruptors who whisper to the hearts of mankind and wish to corrupt them and lead them astray, and those who bring corruption throughout the land. And our creator, at least we should be mischief makers in the land. We ask the creator to guide us and bestow his blessing upon us, that we be of sound leadership, of sound heart and mind, and sound soul and body, that we be a good example of people of good character who honor the parents and the grandparents and teach the little ones who are coming along the right way of life to follow the path of righteousness, justice, truth, and honesty, decency and integrity with good morals, good behavior, good character, and all those honorable attributes which makes the man shine like the moon shines to the earth in the still of the night. So we want to get into some topics tonight. But what we generally talk about is freedom, independence, self-determination. We try to get our nation's people to come together in solidarity to stand for that which is going to be good for us as a people. Come back to the ways of old, to be with those who engage in these type of behaviors of righteousness and good character and good behavior, strong moral values, where our women cover their bodies, not be lewd, and our young men, they have a value, they grow to be good leadership, real warriors, a warrior, the type of warrior who protects his people, protects the family, provides for the family, protect the elders, provide for the elders, and keep decency and good works in the land, and not work corruption, not assimilate into a life of filth, darkness, and bad behavior, bad character. Because this type of person is the person of unsuccess. A successful person is the one who walks the righteous path. The unsuccessful person is the one who walks a dark, evil path. We live amongst the people who they only can see the things of this world that belong to Mother Earth, the tangible things, and some which you can never hold in your hand. You can never own the land. You can never own the water. You can only occupy and use the land and be a steward, a custodian of the land. But the land was here before we came, and it will be here after we're gone. And many generations have come and gone, and many people say, this is my land. This is mine. They claim a lot of things, my house, my land, my horse, my car. But soon we leave these things, and they become someone else's land, someone else's car, someone else's house. And these are parts of spirituality. A lot of people are out of touch with it. But we indigenous people always had a connection to these things, to this type of behavior and this type of way of life, this type of existence. A lot of people forget about the nature of things about them. You cannot live without water. Go a week without water, you're soon to perish. You might can go a month without food, but try to go a month without water. It won't happen. You won't make it. Water is an element of life. You can't live without the trees. Without the trees, there's no air. There's no oxygen. The trees filter the air. They clean the air. They provide oxygen for the planet. And temperature, regulate temperature for the planet. These things are necessary to the key of life. The human being, the man is a vessel of earth and water. What dwells inside him is a spirit and a desire. Whichever one you feed the most will be the driver of the vehicle. If you feed the spirit will be the one who dictates the movement of that body. If you feed those desires, give in to everything the desires want, those desires will be the driver of that body. So we live amongst the people who cannot decipher between the spirit and the desires, because they're misled by a corrupt heart. Once the heart becomes corrupted, it all becomes corrupted. The whole body becomes corrupted. One look in the mirror and look at himself, he'll see a magnificent creation.
Brill!
Which he should connect to the great mystery. Chinupa, he's there. There's Chinupa.
Hey, I've been listening to you. I've been listening to the prayer and everything. Let me jump in here and help you out, okay? Let me jump in here and help you out. For a majority of the people that are tuning in, we need you all to really pay attention to what's going on here from an independent structure. I don't know if Oyate Ota's on. I don't know, but if he's listening, so be it. There are many people out there that are struggling in a different, you know, dimension where, you know, things are not being officially recognized. They don't have a recognition to certain, you know, behavior. Somebody's got some noise in the background like a motorcycle or a car with no muffler. Come on now, folks. We're going to exceed. Every time we get into topics and stuff, there's always noise. Always noise. So, you know, we're trying to help you with information and get you guys to step up and come out of dormancy, because you're stuck in there and you're afraid to do anything with it. You like to be controlled. Jabril was explaining something to all of you about what's happening in Indian country. But what I wanted to step in and help him with, he mentioned the spirituality. He mentioned the findings of the balance of it. Hey, whoever's got noise in the background, please turn it down. Please. Okay? You know, if it's you feds and other people that don't know what they're talking about, you know, hey, turn it down, man. Put some headphones on so we can get down to some serious issues here. If it's Cleo or somebody, man, come on now. Turn it down. Turn it down. So anyway, where I'm going to start off at was something real heavy here, okay? Because the past few days, I've been witnessing a lot of things happening in Indian country. And Oyate Ota put some papers together for people to understand the nature and the dynamics of what's going on between the 1851 era, beyond that, and so forth, and the conclusion, what legal grounds that people have through the Treaty of Fort Laramie of 1868. That, in fact, was an international treaty intended to have, you know, a binding effect on both parties and could not be, you know, feuded. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about, or what we're trying to do, because we're sick and tired of being told what to do and what we can't do. And a majority of people want to take leads and have a different atmosphere to what they deal with. And so it's really difficult for people to understand and embrace the colonial conscripts of what goes on in Indian country by a far margin. Now, as we continue on to engage in a lot of these discrepancies that are unfolding in America, especially within Indian communities, what do people really know about the freedoms provided to you from an international and independent structure? What do people really know about that? The freedoms provided to you from an international structure, from an independent, you know, position of freedom. It's going to get quiet and people are going to be stuck in their head wondering, what the hell is he talking about? I guess the question that I'm arising and putting that out there on people, a lot of them are taking different illustrations for what we have done in the past, and they're claiming it for their own benefit. See, having that type of behavior go on in Indian country, is the measure how we adapted a new process that the federal government, the states and counties and all that shit that imposed that upon a matriarchal system. The matriarchal system had always had a stronger effect in dealing with the way a Chihuahua. Hey, come on now. It's a lot of noise back there. Come on, you guys. That are tuned in, man. Come on, man. I just explained to you, if you got headphones, put them on. We're getting into some serious topics here. Oh, wait, I'll save that for another show. Why don't you guys go ahead and step in and make all the noise you want and use that political entity for that, okay? I'm going to shut up, man. Because if you guys don't want to be, look, the white man make noise every fucking day. And you don't say nothing to him. Okay? So I'm going to give it to you guys now. I'm going to give it to you to take the full effect of what you want to do with it from a human rights perspective. This is what we're trying to help you guys with. So that's what, I can't stand that. I can't see you guys. I'm not in a meeting with you guys, but the information we have is trying to help you from a judicial, social, political and an economic structure of a system that creates an institution that stops you from being who you are as free people. That's all I'm saying, man. But since all this noise is taking effect like that, go ahead. I'm going to let you guys engage in whatever, and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to see what you guys are going to come up with. So I'll turn it back to you guys, bro.
Well, I think we're getting feedback for the through the show. I'm hearing feedback on the volume.
We're
hearing you loud
and clear, but in the background. Hey, this Soyate here. Can you hear me? Yeah. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, we hear you loud.
Okay. Here's a suggestion, because this has been going on. I've noticed it since the beginning of when I started getting involved here. And it's really distracting when you're trying to express yourself. It breaks your train of thought and all kinds of stuff, all that noise. Here's my suggestion. At the beginning of the show, make an announcement, say that if there's unintended noise coming from the background, we're going to shut all the phones off and you can call back in and until we eliminate whoever's got all the noise in the background. Anyway, that's my suggestion, so you can do what you want.
I'm in agreement with it. I'm exactly in agreement with it. Because maybe it'll make you guys start being adults that you claim to be. And if we have to do that, we can. Sure, I'll do it. I'll do it, and I'll come back on. Watch, I'll do it.
Sounding pretty clear now, so try to carry on, Chinooka.
He left.
Okay, he dipped out. You're going to call back in?
Yes.
It might be his phone because the noise just stopped.
Or I can go ahead and mute everybody and to everybody finish the conversation to bring them back on.
No, that was his phone picking up other noises. The noise, he hung up and the noise stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, his microphone picking up. But anyway, yeah, that's his phone. Going over that movement, Oyate. Yeah, I was just telling Oyate, Oyate, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oyate last. Okay. Yeah, I was going over the covenant, the last email you sent with the add on to it, and I think it's pretty thorough what you put in there. And we got a little bit to add to that, and I probably want to send you some stuff over, email you some stuff over once we conclude this, because our independence is paramount, that we express that independence. And you know, like Tanuba said, going back to the 1840 and all those treaties in which they made, once you make an agreement and you break the agreement, then it goes back to where it originally were, where it was before the agreement was made. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't understand that. You know, they do state in the paperwork, because I've read it many times in their documentation, that they recognize us as a free and independent people. Only if we submit to assimilation and being a dependent, then we'll be recognized as that. But they recognize us as independent, but we as a people have to implement it. Some of us do. We live on that independence, and we implement it in these courtrooms, amongst the states, and, you know, amongst the foreign government, and that. And they recognize it. They respect it. But we have to come together ourselves and put our covenant together and put it in effect and bring it before the world community so that the rest of the world recognizes, everybody around the globe knows about the American Indians or the Aborigines here, Indigenous Aborigines. And they recognize who we are, but the way that the story is told is like, you know, we're something of the past or something obscure. And they have done this in their colonial policy around the world. So we as the Indigenous people have to raise our voice and put the documents forward. That we're still here. You didn't get rid of us. When they say, where are the people? We're still here. But you don't see us as a whole or as a group, you know, in a lot of places. You know, you go out to the East Coast, you still have indigenous nations, but they off in the back hills, way out of sight, way out of the mainstream of things happening. You'll see those Indians when you go look at the construction work. You see them building bridges and working on road crews. But you don't see them as those communities that they used to be, they once were. And the language is scattered. It's like the flock of turkeys when you scatter the flock. And they'll slowly trickle back in, regather. It's kind of like that. But, covenant, folks, is something that's, you know, very important, that we come together, solidify this, and present it, and present ourselves. It's like the Declaration of the Rights of the Indigenous People. They do recognize the Indigenous people all over the world. Some communities, the sacred hoop has been broken. Some communities, not. We here, they experimented on us first, and then they took the show on the road and went global. So hopefully Chinook will come back on.
He's back
I
on.
Am back
he's
on.
Good. He's back in.
All right.
I'm on back
hey,
on,
Chinook,
man.
When you hung up, a lot of that feedback went out. So it may be your microphone picking up other sounds giving feedback. But right now we got a pretty good sound, it's pretty crisp, so if we could pick that topic back up.
I don't have a headset on. I got regular just my speakerphone on my but I'm not on speakerphone, I'm talking through my phone.
Right, but you know, some of those mics are sensitive, but we hear you good. We got a good time.
I've listened to what you were saying. I listened to what Oyate said, and I did just that. I hung up and then got back on. But see, the rest of the people don't follow anybody. See, they don't listen to the fact that we're trying to get into some serious discussions here, and they don't want to be part of it. They just want to listen. Well, once you listen to a TV, you're better off learning from that than learning from us, because you don't know how to be quiet. And we engage in topics to ask you guys to engage heavy. Talk. But you don't want to. You don't want to do any of it. So, you know, we put that back in your hands. So I'm going to continue to listen to you guys and allow you, if you really got some information that maybe I need some information from you. So if you got it, I'm going to be quiet and listen to you. I mean, we've been in the game all this time. We're trying to help you guys overcome what you're troubled by. And still you guys want to cause trouble, because a lot of the phones are being monitored, and yet you don't give a damn. You guys don't care about it. That's what's happening here. So I'm going to wheel it back to you guys to stand on some topic that whatever we're supposed to be engaging on, all that noise in the background messed it all up for me, because I deal with a number of stuff here on this area of the Pinelands Indian Reservation. And that's the way I stand. But until you all guys start realizing where you come from and why you're that way, then and only then does this journey begin of independence. You can hear it again. Somebody's breathing.
Somebody's breathing real heavy intentionally, it sounds like.
Yep. Yeah. That's probably feds, or maybe it's Jenny Pipe from Montana. Somebody, you know, this you heard it too, Oyate, didn't you?
Yeah, we heard it.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, man. So, go ahead. I'm going to let you all go ahead, man. If I have to step in, I'll step in. But go ahead, Drew. Go ahead.
Well, we're just waiting on you to go back on the topic, because you took us in a certain direction.
Well, I'm upset with the listening audience, because we've been trying to tell you guys over and over. And it's like you guys are little kids, man, that want to get inside all the toy boxes and play with them for yourself. You don't want to share the toys with anyone. And you're all grown-ups. You're all adults. So you should know better than that. I don't have to remind you. We're trying to share information to help each other. Well, unfortunately, you don't want that information, so now you help me. I'm asking for your help. I'm a stupid and dumb Indian. I don't got no information, so I want your information. So go ahead, folks. Let me hear what you got.
Well, they're not
come
going
on, it's at the bottom of 5:30. We're going up to 6, so come on, you guys.
We have the board is lit up. We had ten callers on the board, so it's lit up. So it should be heavy engagement. Area code 605-1440. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
Chicago kids. Rich kid.
Hey, I'll...
Chicago kids. Bryce, welcome to the show, Bryce. Go ahead, Bryce. We'll hear you loud and clear.
Area code 918-0762. State where you're calling from, your name, and what's your concern?
This is Rachel. I'm waiting to hear Tanook.
Okay.
How you doing, Rachel? Welcome to the show.
Area code 734-0196. State your name, where you calling from, and what's your concern? That's wonderful. He said he listened.
Okay. Area code 406, 3601. State your name. Where you calling from? What's your concern?
Yeah. Hello, this is Jenny. Calling from the Kani Nation Reservation here in Montana. I didn't really get in to hear the conversation about the covenant that's being set or put together. So I would like to hear a little bit more on that one. And as far as what's happening on the reservation here, it's the same issues, you know, like what's taking place on a lot of other reservations. Not every reservation, because some reservations, you know, they have the resources, money resources to take care of their people. You know, they're not so corrupt like the ones on this reservation here. So right now, the people are trying to get a payment from the business council, which they're denying the people a payment. So we have some grandmothers, women that have been down by the officers protesting. They're wanting to the people that are basically on the media, the web, whatever, they're always, you know, bitching and complaining about stuff, you know, but they won't come out and support the people that are trying to give them a voice when we're out there, you know, explaining to them, telling them, you know, what these younger generations understand, what, you know, how they want a change right here, because they don't feel safe. A lot of our people don't feel safe on our reservations because of what's taking place today. And what's taking place today, it's all around us, you know, in each direction of us, even beneath our own 2 feet, I tell people, because we're looking at all these issues and concerns, and all has to do with humans, you know, us humans, you know, tired of being like we don't know how to take care of ourselves or something, and being still under the government system. So it's happening all over, you know. So people that are sitting back saying, I just want to listen. Well, what the hell you want to listen to? What's going on your reservation? Tell us what's happening on your reservation instead of just listening to us. What are we teaching you? I'd like to know what you're learning. What are you doing there? What are you trying to do to help your people, the younger generations or something? Are you just living good and complaining? Well, it's serious, you know. I tell people, listen, you know. And a lot of us, yeah, we can't make them, force them to listen, you know. But at least they heard something, you know, and they're going to take that home with them, and it's going to be stuck in their mind. A lot of these people go to ceremonies and what, and then they just go home and start living the same way and what. Well, what are you learning? Why are you going to the fun dance? What are you learning there? So there's a lot. Our people need to fix ourselves, too. If we're talking about treaties and all that, well, we need to learn how to live by the treaty, too. When is that ever going to happen? A lot of people are urban and all that. Okay, well, you fight for your urban rights, or who are you really fighting for? Are you fighting for your people at home? Why ain't you there with them? You know, you have to be there with them. If you want to speak to them, you can't just try to make yourself big out there because you're speaking about your people's issues and concerns and their poverty and whatever. That's just not right. Not right anymore. Then we're talking and talking and talking and talking. Like Chinupa said, we all talk too much. Okay, so what are we going to do? What are we doing? And then this covenant is...
You guys lose her?
Yeah, this
Things is dropping and people have to call back in. Don't know. Okay. People keep things is dropping and people calling back in. Yeah, we have 9 callers.
Put them on. Tell them engage. Come on, man.
Come on, people. All right, area code. Area code 307-0544. State your name and call the number. What's your concern? Repeat, area code 307-0544. State your name, where you're calling from, what's your concern.
Francis Addison? Wyoming?
We hear you. Go ahead. Tell us what your concern is.
My concern is the tribal court and the business council in Wyoming don't seem to care about our children. And they just basically just brush us off like we ain't even here.
That's right, Ken. We need to go. All righty.
Excuse me, callers, until we call off your number, mute your phone so we don't pick up your background noise. We're trying to discuss some very important issues, and we need everyone to push the mute button on your phone until we call off your number so we don't hear all your background noise. Thank you so much. Go ahead, sister. Finish up what's going on there with the business council. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why you can mute your phone? I muted my phone. The issue we have on the
phone.
Hello?
We hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the issue I have is my granddaughter got taken, and why do they tell us we have laws on the reservation when we don't abide by their laws that they put for us? And my granddaughter's enrolled member, but yet they let a child molester take her and go live in New Mexico with them. I try to get a hold of that Deb Holland, and I emailed her, and my daughter emailed her, and it's like, why is she in the White House or wherever the hell she's at, and she's not even trying to help the Native Americans when that's what she said she was going to do, just like our tribal council. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They're not protecting our children. They're just letting them go to anybody, especially child molesters. And if that was any of your granddaughter or your kid, I'm pretty sure any of you would have stepped up and not wanted that to happen. But this shoemaker, he's the white judge for the non-natives on the reservation in our court. I just want my granddaughter home.
Thank you so much, sister, for sharing that with us. And this is why it's so important that we have our own covenant. We have our own governing body. So if we have these human rights violations like this, we address these things. These children need to be home with their family or with another relative if there's an issue with the parents. not stuck off in someone else's home who can't teach them their culture, their way of life, or either their moral values. That's why this is so important, and self-determination is so important, and that's why we discuss these issues and we try to get our people into this. So we need our people to engage, and we need you, our people to come together so that we can establish this for all our people. But the people have to be wanting to be in it. We're in it. We live it. But we want for our people what we want for ourselves. The great Creator said, none of you truly believe till he wishes for his brother what he wished for himself. That's always been a principle of a community, wanting for the others what you want for yourself. So give it back to you, I mean. Next call.
Area code 630-36-300.
Yeah, hello. It's Gabriel from Illinois. How you guys doing?
Fine. Yourself?
Excellent. Kind of. Yeah, I'm just listening in. Want to say how language is everything. It's I guess the first step to that, in my opinion, to become independent, away from the white man, away from English. My grandpa had always told all the family, you know, like, if you're going to be speaking English, speak it outside, don't speak it inside the home. And he was very particular about that. And I'm seeing it, you know, why it was so important. My whole thing is, you know, Spanish is, it's not that better. It also enslaved my indigenous ancestors. So I'm kind of torn between those two languages. But I see that, you know, having a culture is something the white man can't stand. but that in itself is kind of like my protection from that lifestyle. Because right now I'd say I'm pretty involved in the white man's way. You know, I've got a mortgage, car payments, bills about insurance and this and that, and you know, I live that lifestyle, and it's you guys aren't missing out, you know. So don't we shouldn't really follow that lifestyle. There's not a whole lot of freedom there. Even though you guys say the reservations are a prison, I still see the reservations as like the last bit of land that has kind of been untouched, because out here the land is desecrated, moved around, fake. There's no, like, not a whole lot of nature. I mean, there's nature, but then there's nature walks, and it's been kind of made into some kind of display. And it's not like a real feeling. I don't know. Yeah, that's all I got. It's what I'm feeling right now. Back to you guys.
Thank you for that explanation, Gabriel. Welcome to the show, and thank you for sharing that. And that's part of that enslavement, like you say, insurance, you gotta have this, you gotta have that, you gotta have all these permits and like this and that and the other. Bow down to a foreign corporation. These are not even the people who feed where he pays it. So, thank you for sharing that with us. Take the next call.
Basically, that's about it.
Can't tell you out there again.
Yeah.
Hey, I can still hear a lot of background stuff.
Yeah.
And it interferes with listening, so I can't make out what you're trying to say sometimes. But aside from that, I heard everything for the most part. But the lady that called in about the problem with her child, I don't think Deb Helen's the one to get a hold of right now for that situation. She probably needs to get a hold of the congressman or senator in New Mexico or the one in her state and have them contact them or something like that, because that's the only other solution, the only other course of action. As I see it right now, there might be something else, but I don't know about it. Okay, back to you guys.
Well, these issues, children being taken and so forth, are going to continue until people step forward and take their own control of their own destiny. As long as you rely on a criminal to do business for you, to advocate for you, you're going to have problems. That's why it was made to independence and so important. But we do have a human rights office for situations like that. So if you get in touch with Chinupa, young lady, maybe we can aid you in that situation. We help a lot of people in a lot of different avenues, but we want our people to come out of this dormancy of dependency on these public governments. Corporate entities. It's like asking Walmart to take care of me. Ain't gonna happen. Back to you guys.
Jabril, can you guys hear me okay?
We hear you fine.
Alright, let me jump in here with all this shit now, okay? I've listened to everybody, you know, contribute to what their concerns are, what's going on in Indian country. Indian country, all right? So what I'm going to say here is going to blow you guys, man, wide open. Look, when topics like this become a very serious, you know, case of a dementia that happens amongst people with education, knowledge, wisdom, whatever you want to call it, okay? We always try to expand on more of the nature's dynamics, meaning nature's dynamics is about the freedom of what these independences are, okay? All tribes had this, the people in general. So when we look at these measures to try to include how we're deciphering the issue, okay? People, you don't want to engage, but you sure want to complain, okay? Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't give a shit if you guys get offended by it. If you can take the structure of the value of a family and keep it in the midst of your hands, when you take a look at your thumb and your four fingers, you have an index finger and you have a pinky, and the thumb helps control those four. Make sense? Yes, it does. So this thumb and these four fingers, if you close them, and you make a fist. Take a look at it. Look at your hand and close it and make a fist once. So when you make that fist right there, when you close them, you strike somebody with that, it's going to create a solid blow. You're going to hurt somebody. And sometimes hurting somebody is the key, because that'll wake them up to quit doing the shit they're doing. I know that's wrong. We all know it's wrong. But sometimes you got to look at the oral behavior that goes on in this crisis that's really affecting our people today. Just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians. Just because they look white and sound white don't mean they're white. Just because they look yellow and sound yellow don't mean they're yellow. And just because they look black and sound black don't mean they're black. Okay? That's what I'm saying. So the hard part is getting you all to understand and engage these things. And like I said, earlier we had topics. We had issues that we wanted to convey and amplify on to get to these points of what is facing Indian country today. Okay? And we couldn't do that because we had so much phone interruption. Well, all right, now I'm going to get serious here. And when I get serious, it's up to you guys on how you're going to determine your reality with this, okay? Whatever your reality is, that's yours. Okay. We heard Mrs. Jenny Manyhides talk about her tribal peoples fighting for money. It's always that way on every said reservation. And there's a new breed of people that came into the reservations that were selected. Selected. And again, one more time. Selected, okay? These people weren't elected by people because of this criteria of this pandemic, of this COVID-19 coronavirus. So everybody did shit on a machine and a computer, and that's how they voted. That's illegal. When it becomes illegal in a parenthesis to help you overcome and understand. Unrealistically, if you expand the original concepts of the value of life, okay, take a look at the buffalo, the elk, the eagle, the deer, and you probably all heard this damn story. You probably all heard it, okay? They never violated.
Oh, man, I ain't here. Why you put the bucket back over here left and dumb?
Who's that in the background again?
I apologize.
This is
talking
about Ali. I'm working, but I didn't want to miss the show. So I said, well, maybe I could tune in this way. I won't miss the show, but I apologize. I had to accept the call and forgot to put it back on mute.
Anyway, man.
All
right, man. I'm going to let you guys go again, man. I can't deal with this shit, man. Everybody knows this show's on Friday and Saturday. You all know this. You're all grown-ups. You're all adults, man. You know this. Quit fucking around with the shit you're doing out there and get to these radio shows so we can deal with the problems that are facing Indian country. Okay? Don't be late. Don't be late. You all have an opportunity to be part of this radio interview. This radio show to engage, and then you guys want to interrupt. Okay, I give it to you. You do it now.
No, that won't be necessary, brother.
Okay, I'm
going to
get off the phone. I'm going
to
get off the phone. No, you listen. You listen. You listen. Listen, 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 brother. Listen, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
You listen real good. The white man taught you so fucking good, you don't know how to be quiet anymore. Okay, that's what the white man did to you. And the problem is, I'm not there with you. This radio show was given to us.
It was
no,
accident,
I don't
want to
hear that.
Oh,
you wait. You wait and wait your turn, man. I'm older than
accident.
You. I've been on Earth longer than you, guy. You just got
you
here.
But you don't,
no,
you
don't
understand.
Understand. No, you don't understand. No, you do not understand. You do not understand. If you did understand, you'd listen. You'd listen and quit interrupting. No. You need to listen. You need to listen.
Okay, just mute your phone.
So here's what I'm going to tell you, man. It's your show. You do it now. You be an Indian. You be a black man. You do all that. You do it now. Okay, I'm going to get off the show. So you do
okay.
it.
Well, again,
I'm done.
I apologize.
I'm done. I don't
want
to listen to you.
And,
I don't want to listen to
you.
It
was a mere accident. And, again, you have my deepest apology. I was working, and I wanted to hear the show. I started to not even come on the show. But I said, I wanted to hear the show because it'd be so interesting. At least I can listen while I'm working. So what I did, I answered a call and forgot to put it on mute. It was a mere accident. So I apologize to the listening audience. Peace.
Okay.
To real?
Once again, callers, mute your phones. Try to remember, mute your phones until we call your number so whoever is speaking, we all can hear them and not interrupt so people lose their train of thought. Thank you very much. Okay, we want to get back into these issues of what's going on in these reservations. We have with these tribal governments who, you know, they're fighting for money and so forth, and as Nuba was saying, they are now selecting people to be chiefs or leaders or representatives or however you want to call it. And the people of the communities on the reservations are not the ones who are voting these people in or choosing them to represent them. This is the white folks over in Washington, D.C., and the tribal governments who are selecting these people, and they're not the people who, the people who are actually involved, who live there, they're not the ones who are putting them in the position of leadership. So therefore, we have all this grappling over money and policy, and we have children being taken, and these tribal governments don't step up. We have homelessness, drunkenness, drug epidemic, housing problems, elder abuse, so many different issues we deal with on a daily basis across Turtle Island, and we don't have the representation of our people who have our best interests. So many years ago, the council was a council of elders who spoke language, who knew culture, who were connected to the Creator, connected to Mother Earth. And they were the ones who were chosen to be on those councils to make the decisions concerning all of the people. And a good leader is a good listener, is a good servant. Leader is a servant, take care of the people. But now they want to make the leader a dictator, dictate to the people, not seek the people's needs. These are the issues which we are facing. People call in, discuss these issues. We want to listen to them, so be very tentative to the show, so everyone gets a fair chance, that we can hear the issues from the different areas so that we can help our people and we can bring them to a different understanding. Because this understanding that we are living in today, it doesn't work for us, folks. It never did. It only enslaves and imprisons and incarcerates the people's minds and their ability to be free, their ability to function as a Patakiyapi, as a relative, as a community, as a people. So hopefully our brother will call back in and come on back into the show. He had some very good points that he wanted to share with us. And we need to give each other that honor and be very attentive to each other, so that we may prosper and move forward. I'm blessed to have this show. Thanks to our sister, Leona Brando Abraham, who enabled us to have the show, to be able to express our views and our issues, get these things out into the open. And we want to pull our people into independence, self-determination, and creating a covenant to bring before the world community. We across Turtle Island indigenous people, stand for our own truth, justice, and self-determination. So I'll turn it back over to you, listening audience.
Four six four nine three seven. Your name, your position, your name, your state, and what your name, your state, and what's your concern?
Okie, Estimust, Okie, Brendan Hepburner. I just want to listen.
Okay.
This is Jenny. We're on the same line. Brendan is my grandson. He took me as his grandmother because I reminded him of his grandma. So I wanted him to listen in. He's a young man. He goes through a lot. He understands, you know, what's going on and what, you know. And so we got cut off earlier because he didn't know how to put his phone on mute. But the button didn't work right or something, but he got it working. So I don't know how much you guys heard whatever I was saying. But what you're saying, Javril, about what Chinupa's saying, that's very true. Or people back then, which my grandfather up at Doofy, show up many times. He was a part of that traditional council, too. They were people of the pipe. You know? And that's what they took from us up here. So we still have the honorary council, which we call them, which is supposed to be the treaty council. And we still have them, but these people that they have sitting in as a treaty council, they even have a woman's honorary council, too, now. Before, it wasn't really that. It was just the men were the traditional council, but the women were their main advisors. So we have that, but these people that sit there and that traditional council, they speak against our ways of life, the Blackfoot ways of life, the pipe, the ceremony, the lodge. You know? And the reason why I say that, because I know that, because I had to, you know, basically tell one of these old ladies that say that, and one of my own second cousins that told me, you know, ignorantly in the way that a white man still thinks, you know, about a ceremony. So I understand what he's saying, because that's what's happening up here. And I tell him the good thing about what they have right there is that they still have that traditional council. Mm-hmm. And that's what the government system, they want to break that. They want to take that. Mm-hmm. And why? It's because the language and the history and everything goes with it, with the people, you know, the land and whatever you're speaking of them. So if they take that from you, we're basically gone like every other tribe that's not, you know, claimed their on original territory. Mm-hmm. And that's all those tribes and stuff he talks about all the time, which a lot of people talk about. Our grandparents probably were talking about this, you know, way before we come into this world. Mm-hmm. So I look at it now, today, we're at that time again. Mm-hmm. They're trying to finish off whatever's left of us in the land. They're taking it from us. And they're trying to use taxes up here. He, of course, he's trying to, you know, set it to where he can tax our lands, you know, on a reservation. And I always tell our people, every day this evil government system, they're searching for a way to legally take us out. Hmm? This man-made created sickness, you know, they knew that we were unhealthy. A lot of us would die or what if we caught it, and which they did. Well, we have 44 members of ours that died from this virus that they made. And, you know, that's a lot to us. That's too many. And there's still some that are still dying from it, or other sicknesses still dying from it every day. So I look at it, you know, yeah, they use this sickness and all that, you know, to try to take us off. And then now our children, what do we do to protect them? Because, well, they're going to do the same thing to them. And now you look at all these residential missionary schools, what's going on, finding all these mass graves and everything. But we got to remember, too, the education that was beat into our people, the same education that they're beating into our people today. And a lot of our people are still a part of it. We're talking about, you know, taking our world back or whatever we feel. And we see this world. There's a lot of things that, you know, we can talk about, you know, but we're at that time, I feel, you know, we need to really think right, you know, what we're really saying. So I know my question was that I didn't get to really hear about what you guys were talking about with the covenant. I don't know if you need to still on listening or if you get off or I don't know what happened.
Sergeant Bill, you want to explain to her what the covenant's about?
Yeah, what the covenant is, where we bring about the principles in which how we live, who we are, and what we established, what we already had established, and what we are reaffirming of our establishment of who we are and what we're about, how we live as an indigenous independent people. And where we are our own governing body, where we govern ourselves, we govern our people, and we support
Hillary,
take care of our people.
And there's not enough space to read a message. Thank you for using the voice messaging server. Goodbye.
Who's that?
So this is, you know, why we are stressing the COVID. Why? Because we want to bring this before the international community. This is who we are, and we are independent nations of people who we have our own, like the six federation tribes. You got the six tribes who they all came together, and they stuck together, and they were able to make a pronunciation of who they are and what they're about because they all agreed upon it, and they all made a covenant with each other, and that covenant with each other is that they are the Haudenosaunee, the six federated tribes, who Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and all those guys, the structure of government, which they corrupted. They took something very beautiful and they turned it to corruption for profit and greed. The level of the land grab, you know, this, those treaties, the Louisiana Purchase and all these different land grabs that they did were illegal. These treaties that they made, agreements, were illegal. Why? Because a lot of it was forced signing. Someone's called phone is calling Dallas in the background. Could you mute your phone, please? Illegal contracts, which they claim are not valid.
There's not enough space to leave a message. Thank you for using the voice messaging server. Goodbye.
Somebody.
Is there a way to drop that call?
You got a lot of background noise and calls in the background and so forth. Please mute your phone until your number is called to speak.
Oh, my God.
Who is this?
Well, this
if you're
is, this
be on the radio,
is the interruption.
Be on the radio.
Yeah, this is the interruptions we get because they want us in obscurity. They don't want us to express ourselves. They don't want us to be able to do anything for ourselves because they want us to be their subject, their slave. So we get cutout sounds, we get interrupting calls, we get a lot of different things, but we can't let that stand in our way, folks. We have to forge forward because those minions of the devil always want to cause disruption. We call it fitness, disruption. And this is what they do. This is their job. So we have to sidestep, bypass them, and just go forward. So that covenant that we want to put together, we are working on it to bring in front of the international community. We would like for as many people as possible from our indigenous nations to join with us, to pick up their own independence, to stop being a subject to a governing body that don't give a damn about you. Let's face it. They'll give you enough that you don't make it. They put about this crisis with this illness worldwide. It's all about money, folks. All about profit and gain. Not for you, though, of course. You're not part of the club. So it's time for our people to wake up. Step up for yourself. But if you're comfortable in your captivity, stay there. Me, I love living free and independent. I like being my own government. I like being able to come and go when I get ready, move on my terms. Yet we still keep in mind that we respect all creatures who have a right of space. We're the ones who gave the people the space to come here, to do business here, to be here. But if they don't want to respect this, okay, then you be to your way and I'll be to my way. If you don't like it, that's your problem. We're going to go this way.
I have a question. Maybe somebody might be able to answer it. If you made a contract with the corporate government of the so-called United States, but not with the continental government of the United States, does that treaty still stand?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, it's like I make a treaty with you, and you turn the treaty, I made a contract with you, but you try to pawn it off to somebody else, and then they step up. It's like these collection agencies. Maybe people can understand it in that term. These collection agencies try to collect on a debt that had nothing to do with them. They picked it up from somebody else and then try to hold you responsible to it when they're the ones who defaulted. That's kind of like this deal with these contracts with these governments. These are corporations who had nothing to do with the contract, the original contract in hand. You know, you challenge them, it's like the young man Gabriel said he got a mortgage. But I bet you if he challenged that mortgage company to produce that original contract, they cannot do it because they pawned it off to somebody else for a fee, for a price. Guarantee it. I can guarantee it that mortgage company do not have, or that bank or whoever that corporate entity is, do not have that original contract. They sold it. But they go hold it. So as they pass it off, those third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh entities, they will try to hold you to a contract that they had nothing to do with signing. This is the situation that we're in as Indian people. Turn it back over to you, folks. Hopefully that answers your question.
Call us off. Basically, the numbers that I have called, but if I have not called your numbers, speak up and speak out and let us know who your concern is, what your name is, what your concern is, and where you're calling from if I have not called your number.
And we do understand, I want to say something else too. I do understand that it's difficult for some people to step up and take this position. Why? Because they may be receiving some type of benefit in which the rights of indigenous people says that those entities are, under international treaty, they are responsible for providing those benefits and aiding those indigenous people because they have a right over them. You as an indigenous people have a right over these people who came to our country, every last one of them. But those rights will never be fulfilled if you don't push the issue. These reservations keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The 1840 down to the 1851, down to the 1868, if you look at the land mass, the maps, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Just a year ago, they were trying to take away the little bit of 300 acres away from the Mashpee Wampanoag over in Massachusetts. Just a handful of people get little 300 acres. They want to take it away from them. You're holding the land in trust. You want to take it away from the people. 300 acres.
Can you explain what a trust is?
Trust is the money. We call it money. Trust where something is entrusted to you to hold it and maintain its value. It's just like you, say you're going out of town and you ask somebody, hey, I need you to watch my kids or watch my place until I come back. They are holding it and maintaining its value. That's supposed to be their integrity of trust. That's what those trust lands are, that you will maintain our land. Nobody can buy it, sell it, snatch it out from under us. You're going to protect it for us. Yet they put stipulation in the contract that you can't take any value from it, oil, minerals, water, the different resources that's on your land. Well, you own it. You have a right to it. Some of our Indian people have land, and they have cattle or horses, but yet those tribal corporations, they'll say under their contract, you only get $7 when they are benefiting $10 when the total benefit is $20. So they'll take give you the $7, and they'll take the balance. You know, in which the expense may be $3, and they reap $10, and you get $7. That's not fair, because they are not giving equal balance to the people. So therefore, you'd be in more benefit of going independent and saying, hey, I'm not with you on that, and making your own fee schedule of what you are charging to run their cattle on your land. This is your land. It was allotted to you. Why? Because it's Indian country, and you are the Indian. And you own the land. You're the original landlord, not somebody else. They were given permission to do business here and given a home here, not to govern you. But they wage war against us, and then they hold us as prisoners of war on these reserves, in these ghettos, these projects, under these colorful tag names. About their life. You must fight against tyranny and oppression. How do you do that? Stand up for your own rights. No constitution can give you your rights. Your creator gave you rights. And those are the rights you got to stand on. Integrity. Of what the Creator gave you the day you touched down on the ground here. This earth belongs to all of us. Everybody is born free. And you determine your destination, your destiny. When you go back before the Creator after you leave here, and he questioned you, why did you do this? What did you do with it? What I entrusted you to? I gave you X amount of provisions and food, family, finance, what did you do? I put so many people under your care, under your trust. How did you take care of them? What answer will we give? if we do nothing? What's the future of our children? One of the sisters just mentioned, they took her kids away. Nobody got the right to take your kids unless when you're abusing the kids, and for the safety and welfare of the kids, they're supposed to put the kids with enough relatives as possible, not with some strangers who you don't know what they may do to those children. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I would never agree with that, and I would give my last breath for that to be corrected. Because if it was my kids, it would never happen. They came to take my kids, but guess what? They could never do it because they wasn't willing to give their blood for it, that I was. Those are entrusted to me from the Creator. So nobody's going to take away my trust. That's independence, folks. If you look at any of the creatures in nature, mess with the babies, what happens? You get the teeth and the claws or the horns. And that's just a universal law of nature. So we as a people are supposed to be of the higher intelligence, the stewards of Mother Earth. We have to stand in that proper upright position of that freedom and independence. And those corruptors, policy enforcers, and many others who are on the wrong path of life, if you follow them, they'll have you on the wrong path of life. Back to you.
505-8967. State your name, concern, and what's your name, your state, and your concern.
Hi, this is Christine Finale. I'm just listening in.
Okay.
Calling in from New Mexico.
As we come to the bottom of the hour, it's 22 after. We have a lot of engagement. We have a lot of people out here. We had heavy rains in our area here in Michigan last night. And lost a lot of power and a lot of flooding. So we're about to go into the Maghrib, the sundown. And we're going to make preparation for some of the people who are disadvantaged, some of our elders. So as we come to the bottom of the show, we're going to ask someone to do a song for us. Zuba, are you there? Did he call back in?
No, he's not back on. Hold on, let me see.
Yate, you still there?
Calls is being dropped for some strange reason.
Yeah,
I think he might have dropped.
Airway interruption.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, folks, as we're coming to the end of our show, we would like for you to, you know, engage in the show. And, you know, everyone wants to listen, but we need your input. Your input is very pertinent, very important also. The young lady shared with us about they took her kids. We have a case of a grandma came to us about her grandson in Denver, Colorado. Police gunned him down with his hands in the air, surrendering. You know, so many different cases of human rights violations. And they come to us to try to aid them. So we do the best we can to put our people on the right path and make the efforts to make these things right or guide them in the direction which will aid them to get the right remedy and justice. But that freedom and independence is so important because there's no justice for us amongst dealing with these criminals. You know, a corporation and a human, private human entity is two different things. And in that public corporate world, the corporation can't deal with live flesh and blood people. This is their policy that they operate under. So they put us under these false constructs of corporate entities. They corrupt your name by making it all capital letters. They corrupt your privacy of who you are. And this is how they take your children, and this is how they abuse you with their corporate structures. Why? Because they presume you as though you were a corporate entity instead of dealing with you as a live, flesh and blood human being, man or woman, or boy or girl. They consider you a person, and under the office of the person, the office of the person said a person is any corporate entity other than a man, woman, boy, or girl. So these are the false constructs that they place upon people in order to gain power or authority or jurisdiction over people. This is why your self-determination and independence is so important. Tune in again, folks, next week and engage in these topics. Do some study. Do some research. Look these things up. Look up political status. Look up independence. Look up self-determination. They all have it in these corporate state offices. It's on their books. You see it in their paperwork.
Before you close out, I just want to say this. Your human rights can never be taken, but your civil rights can be. Your human rights is God-given. Civil rights is man-made.
And by the way, on that civil note, civil, if you look in the legal dictionary, is non-criminal by nature. So you can get a monetary compensation, but you say that whatever was done to you was non-criminal. You look up civil action, it says even personal injury concerning property, personal injury, contracts, all these things. And these are the way that they use word tricks to rob you of your freedom and of your independence and of your rights as a human. Your rights is that one, that spiritual being that the Creator created and put down here in the balance of the four directions and the up and the down to maintain freedom and balance. And we know that you white folks is listening and you don't like what we say, but that doesn't matter. Why? Because you too are a slave to your own apparatus. You too should try to become free and free yourself and your children, because your lives are on a decline as a nation of people. And those of you who are of those two tribes that we spoke about, Jews or my Jews, you know who you are. You're very destructive. So you need to look at how can you change your way. And that'd be up to you. Because our lifetime, our lifespan here on Mother Earth, on the surface of Mother Earth, is a limited time. And at a set time, we have to go back, and we have to answer to the Creator, and we have to go inside Mother Earth, and there will be our final sleeping place, our final home, back with her. She'll claim back his body, which is mud and water. And that spirit that came from the great spirit, the great mystery, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to go back. And it will be questioned. You're given responsibilities and given tasks. What did you do? How did you manage your provision? How did you use that freedom that he gave you? How did you honor those parents and grandparents? What did you teach those children, your children, your neighbors, your nieces and nephews, those students who came to learn from you? Were you arrogant? Were you humble? What were your attributes? These things are very important, but a lot of us take it for granted. Because we've been indoctrinated through the educational system of indoctrination to be on the wrong course of life or not even understand the tricks and games being played against you to enslave your mind and rob your soul, your spirit, and send you down a dark path.
corrupt you.
That's it.
I implore you, everyone, to look up. Look at the Declaration on the Rights of American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Look up what is independence. What is the political status? What is free and independence? What is the definition of it? Independence means not connected. What is self-governance? What does that mean? What is the definition of it? What is the pronunciation of it? So before we run out of time here.
We are out of time.
we're out of time. Okay, this has been Indigenous Voices of the People. Tune again next week, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time. And thank you, Sister Leona Brando, Abraham, for sharing this great blessing with us to have this platform to express ourselves and to share our knowledges and to help our people come out of their dormancy.
Thank you, Jabril. Thank you, Amin. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Sorry, we talk to you all the time. We have that for the songs. Next week, we'll have that together for you. Thank you, and we apologize
okay.
if we offended anyone. Good night. I hope. Peace and blessings to everyone tonight. Toda, go home. Till the next time, peace and love. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.